Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
We're about to embark on one of the most expensive experiments in U.S. history. Under President Obama's stimulus package, the federal deficit could balloon to several trillion dollars, more than 10% of gross domestic product. And that's not counting ongoing government spending. Deficits aren't necessarily bad. Borrowed money during World War II paid for the industrial capacity that largely fueled last century's prosperity. But federal borrowing can trigger inflation and crowd out the private sector, creating a different version of the credit squeeze that's currently choking our economy. Deficit spending has to lead to economic growth to repay the loans. But as important as what the money is spent on is where it comes from. We've pretty much tapped out the Chinese, and low oil prices have exhausted Middle Eastern wallets. That's all for the good, though, because the only way the stimulus is going to work is if we borrow from ourselves. President Obama excels at raising both hope and money. He should use these skills to sell Americans government debt. We should be able to purchase into specific public investment funds, bonds that focus on green technology or specialize in healthcare. To sweeten the debt deal, investment funds could pay off in interest paid and public sector benefits. The education fund could offer credits towards college tuition. By borrowing from ourselves, we'll take the risk of failures and reap the rewards of successes. By creating sector-specific funds, we could leverage our money to vote for the future we most want to create. Most importantly, keeping the borrowing at home would focus our attention on helping ourselves out of the mess we created, pulling ourselves up by our depleted checkbooks. Even after huge losses in the stock and real estate markets, trillions of dollars are sitting in savings accounts, waiting for a productive place to be parked. Obama, who raised more than $700 million during his campaign, is the perfect president to call these dollars forth in the service of our country. We've speculated in derivatives and hedge funds. It's time we invested in ourselves. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.